your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, Keir Starmer says the UK is prepared for all eventualities, adding he rules nothing out as the world awaits an announcement from Donald Trump on tariffs. At an event tonight called Make America Wealthy Again, the president is expected to impose further taxes on foreign goods to encourage businesses to set up in the US. Heathrow's chief executive claims thousands of passengers would have been at risk of harm if it hadn't closed when a nearby substation fire caused a power cut at the airport. The National Grid is arguing a further two sites could have kept operations running, but Thomas Walby stands by the decision to close.
The risk of having literally tens of thousands of people stranded at the airport where we would have nowhere to put them, we could not process them, would have been a disaster scenario which we could not look into, and which, by the way, was also agreed by the airlines on the day.
A man who threatened to throw his former partner down a well at his family's country estate in Norfolk has been jailed for 24 years for attempted murder. 56-year-old Douglas Clifton Brown attacked Camilla Welby in August 2023. An MP has been cut short in the Commons while raising the issue of the rubbish that's piling up in Birmingham due to a strike. The Speaker told I Am Khan his question went on for too long. Francis Ford Coppola says Val Kilmer's talent only grew through his life following his death at the age of 65. He rose to fame alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun, later going on to feature in Batman Forever and The Doors. He had been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, but died last night from pneumonia. Shawn Mandel is an entertainment reporter with the New York Post.
He made a cameo in Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to the 1986 Top Gun movie, where he famously played Iceman, really an iconic role that has come to define him.
And the weather, a dry afternoon, plenty of sunshine. It will be breezy, though, in England and Wales with a high of 18. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Here's an exquisite tune that did the rounds in the days of the Tudors and was then put to masterful use by our very own Vaughan Williams.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Cheeky little tango written by Carlos Gardel, Por Una Cabeza, Niccolo Benedetti, the violinist, conducting the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, Kirill Karabits. And Vaughan Williams, we heard the Fantasia on Green Sleeves, a performance by Britain Sinfonia under Nicholas Clearbury. As mentioned then, in a few minutes from now, a chance for you to win yourself £100,000 on Classic FM. First, though, at 2:10, are you ready? Are you in the mood to hear music by one of history's pivotal composers? Great, so am I. Beethoven wrote his first piano concerto when he decided to make Vienna his permanent home. And at that time, he was already being seen as one of the greatest pianists in the city. And he wanted to advance his career by touring throughout Europe. So this concerto was one of a number of works that he wrote for himself. And he gave the very first performance of the very first piano concerto by Beethoven. ¶¶ Beethoven on Classic FM. We heard the second movement of Piano Concerto No. 1. Elizabeth Sombart with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and their conductor, their director, was Pierre Vallée. 2:25, as promised. Your chance then to win £100,000. Shall we take a moment and think about what we do with that when it lands in your account? What would you do? Firstly, think about your family, supporting your family and your friends. Then maybe your thoughts would turn to a luxury holiday, brand new top-of-the-range car, changing your home or garden. Lots of possibilities. For an opportunity to win 100K, you just need to text the word PRIZE, P-R-I-Z-E, to this number, 61812. That's PRIZE to 61812. Texts cost £2.50 plus your standard network rate. You need to be 18 or over, and lines close at 11 p.m. on Sunday, the 20th of April. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but may still be charged. And to see the full list of participating media channels, plus the T's and C's, including online and free entry, go to the win page at classicfm.com. A chance to win £100,000 simply by texting the word PRIZE to 61812. Best of British. his final work, Requiem, Mozart. The Requiem Aeternum, sung by Emma Kirkby with the Westminster Cathedral Boys Choir and the players of the Academy of Ancient Music, looking after everyone, conductor Christopher Hogwood here on Classic FM. Later on this Wednesday, how about enjoying a moment or two of calm with us?
Tonight, ease away the stresses of the day. Calm Classics with Ritula Shah. Peace, tranquility, and the most relaxing music. Listen tonight from 10. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Nigel Hess's music. The work is called Shakespeare's Pictures, and from it we heard Much Ado About Nothing, the central band of the Royal Air Force, conducted by the composer himself on Classic FM. ¶¶
Classic FM.
Scotland's finest composers, Craig Armstrong from the movie Love Actually. It was the Glasgow theme. Very popular choice on Classic FM requests, by the way. And if you want to email me and choose it for another day, go to classicfm.com to do so. Before it, Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker Ballet, and Simon Rattle was with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Music with the wow factor is going to be heard in the northeast of England this weekend. Our friends at Royal Northern Sinfonia are staging two fantastic sounding performances of Dvorak's New World Symphony. On Thursday, they'll play in Middlesbrough Town Hall, and on Friday, they will take to the beautiful surroundings of the Glasshouse on the banks of the Tyne. In the concert, you'll, apart from Dvorak, a chance to hear Beethoven's first piano concerto, which we heard about 20 minutes ago, and the premiere of a work called Sonnet by Sunderland-born composer Ben Lung. Conductor on the night, 25-year-old Brit Stephanie Childress on the podium for both performances. Tickets available at the Glasshouse online.
Thank you.
So Schubert's Symphony No. 9, nicknamed The Great, comes to a conclusion. Playing us the fourth and final movement was Royal Northern Sinfonia, as mentioned, in action on Thursday and Friday this week. And conducting was Thomas Zeitmeyer. 3 at 3 on Classic FM. Next.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Interactive Investor has an ISA to suit you, whether you prefer to manage it yourself or have our experts do it for you. And with awards like the Times Money Mentor's Best Stocks and Shares ISA and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, we really don't need a fancy orchestral jingle to convince you. Because the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, MPs have been told Heathrow was warned about power supply in the days before its closure last month. More than 270,000 passenger journeys were disrupted when a fire at a nearby substation caused a power outage. Nigel Wickin, who speaks for airlines, says he raised concerns when wire theft knocked out runway lines.
That obviously made me concerned, and as such I'd raised the point that I wanted to understand better the overall resilience of the airport. Clearly, Heathrow is a very significant hub operation.
He also claims services could have resumed sooner after the fire, although the airport says safety could have been put at risk. The Prime Minister claims the UK will take a calm, pragmatic approach to Donald Trump's tariffs. The US President is expected to put taxes on US imports from around the world from tonight. Alan Beattie from the Financial Times told us no one really knows what to expect, and that includes Donald Trump.
He's got a bunch of competing, I mean, I don't know if you can really call them ideas, he's got a bunch of competing prejudices. He has a bunch of advisors around him who all think different things. And, you know, I think it could be literally in the hour or two before the announcement when he finally decides what it is he's going to announce.
Israel's announced it's expanding its military operation in Gaza to seize large areas. It's warning residents in the territory to prepare for new evacuation orders. New research suggests the number of jobs being advertised has fallen since the last budget. It's being partly put down to businesses cutting back on hiring in anticipation of higher costs, including national insurance. Sunny conditions helped solar power generate a new record high of more than 12.5 gigawatts of electricity.